This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. NATO allies France and Turkey stood at odds Wednesday as international tensions mounted over the worst clashes between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces since the mid-1990s. On this fourth day of fighting, Azerbaijan and the ethnic Armenian enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh accused each other of shelling along the line of contact that divides them. Dozens have been reported killed and hundreds wounded in fighting since Sunday that has spread far beyond the enclave's borders, threatening to spill over into all-out war between the former Soviet republics. European Union leaders will also discuss the conflict at a summit this week, a German government source said. The man heading Afghanistan's peace efforts said Iran did not attend the ceremony marking the opening of talks with the Taliban due to tensions with the United States. Despite that, Abdullah Abdullah, the chairman of the High Council for National Reconciliation, told VOA Iran supported the peace process, acknowledging Iran had, quote, legitimate concerns and legitimate interests, end quote, in Afghanistan as a neighbor that hosts millions of Afghan refugees. A senior Afghan official said Wednesday negotiators with the Afghan government and Taliban are nearing a compromise on a key sticking point that has stalled peace talks in Doha. Talks started in the capital of Qatar September 12th, but an optimistic beginning was marred by ongoing violence. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Wednesday for an, quote, immediate infusion, end quote, of $15 billion to a global pool for the procurement and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines at a virtual summit hosted by the world body. The ACT Accelerator, led by the World Health Organization, has received around $3 billion of the $38 billion needed to meet the goal of producing and delivering 2 billion vaccine doses. This is VOA News. After 90 minutes of near chaos in Cleveland, some voters are weighing in on the first U.S. presidential debate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In Michigan, Trump supporter Londa Gadd watched the president and Joe Biden go off topic and after each other.
And it wasn't presidential.
While she wishes the president was a bit more low-key, she's okay with him being aggressive.
Because he's got to fight to get his truth out. He did it tonight. I was like, yeah.
But in Missouri, Biden backer Andrea Cole says it was just a sideshow.
It's really a disservice to, you know, the American people.
Australian analyst Stan Grant summed up what many international watchers said. The debate represented a fundamentally divided America.
It was a barometer of the country.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia, like many other nations in the world, is closely following the U.S. presidential campaign, as the U.S. is one of the world's top economies. That's what Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters on a daily conference call Wednesday. He added Russia doesn't, quote, want to make any statements because it could be viewed as an attempt to intervene into the election process, end quote. Peskov said Russia has never and is not going to intervene in U.S. domestic affairs. Chinese authorities formally approved the arrest Wednesday of 12 Hong Kong activists caught last month while allegedly trying to flee the city for Taiwan. The group was caught about 44 miles southeast of the city August 23rd while trying to escape by boat, authorities said at the time, adding they were handed to police in Shenzhen, a mainland city bordering Hong Kong. Some of those aboard the boat were facing prosecution in Hong Kong for activities linked to last year's huge and often violent pro-democracy protests. Brazil's unemployment rate hit a record 13.8% from May to July as Latin America's biggest economy suffered the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. This is according to official figures released Wednesday. The rate is the second highest since the current tracking method was introduced in 2012 and 2% points above the same period last year. The South American giant of 212 million people has been hard hit by the new coronavirus, with the second highest death toll worldwide after the United States. Spain's public debt soared in the second quarter to its highest level in at least 20 years as government spending leapt in response to the coronavirus pandemic. That's what official figures showed Wednesday. The government announced it would have to suspend fiscal rules, which European Union member states must normally meet in 2020 and 2021, as a result of the pandemic's impact on the economy. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.